Wednesday, more than 11,000 COVID-19 infections were recorded in California. That was the biggest one-day increase in numbers for any US state since the pandemic began. But yesterday, that record was shattered in Florida, which recorded more than 15,000 new cases. Before coming on air, I spoke to epidemiologist and medical professor at the University of Florida, Dr. Cindy Prince, and first asked her how out of control the pandemic was in Florida.
Unfortunately, I think that we have reached a point where I don't want to say out of control, because I do believe that we can have control, but we have reached a point where it is a serious concern and we really got to act to get under control now.
You say we've got to act to get it under control, but yesterday more than 15,000 new infections, smashing the state's record for the single biggest increase in the number of coronavirus cases in a single day for any state. That must be a huge concern.
It is a huge concern. There was a lot of testing that happened on that day. And so, you know, what this means to me is that that increased testing allowed us to identify more cases. We still have a high positivity rate for our testing, which means to me we're probably still not catching all of our cases. And so, you know, this gives us a better picture of what's going on in the community. And then the concern, of course, is that for every one of these cases, we know that there are probably unidentified cases as well.
How has the rate of spread been allowed to happen at such a rate in a state like Florida?
I think what happened was when we opened up, people thought that they were just going back to their normal lives. And I don't think that they were given an impression otherwise necessarily. So I think that the messaging wasn't there, or at least wasn't strong enough, that we had to be careful. We didn't open up with everyone needing to wear masks, which we know is so important. And of course, some of this information we've learned over the course of the pandemic, but I think we've known for a while that a mask is really important in preventing the spread. And then the other thing is, as we opened up, we did it very quickly, and so we didn't take our time and see what was going to happen. I think that there was a confidence after a few weeks of not seeing a great rise in cases that we were going to be okay, and that was a false confidence.
Behind, of course, that huge increase in that daily increase in the numbers yesterday, there's the ongoing tragedy in much of the United States. And in Florida, the death rate, I think, north of 4,000 at this point, the number of fatalities. If you were advising state authorities, what would you say needs to happen?
I would say that certainly we need a statewide mask mandate. We have that in place in certain areas, but not across the state. We need our leaders to be modeling that behavior for our population as well. We need strong public health messaging. I'm not seeing the type of messaging on TV or even on, you know, social media that I think we need to get people to really understand how severe this is. And we need people to tell their stories of what's happened when they've gotten infected with COVID, and potentially even if they've lost someone with COVID. We need them to come out and talk about it so that other people can understand that this is real.
Because in Ireland, we view Florida as a place, obviously, of the theme parks. Disney World, of course, reopened there in recent days. We also look on it as a state with very, very many older people living in it, a retirement state. So you are especially vulnerable there in many respects.
We are. Now, about 20% of our population is over the age of 65, and we know that that age group are the ones that are at highest risk of both hospitalization and death, so we have to worry about them. We have a lot of younger people, too, and we know that our more recent cases have been, at least a higher proportion, have been in younger people, but there's circulation going from younger people, I think, to older people, and so our older population is still very much at risk. And we're still seeing a lot of cases in that population.
You talk about wearing face masks. Do you think it's time perhaps to close parts of Florida down again? We were talking about Disneyland there. Should it have reopened and should it now close?
Yeah, it's a good question as to whether they should have reopened. I think that they've reopened with a large reduction in guests. And, you know, I know that they have a lot of safety measures in place. And Disney is very good at managing that type of thing. But it also encourages tourism and encourages people to come into the state. And there's always going to be some risk if you're going to go somewhere like a theme park right now. So that's got to be considered. I think that there are probably other places that we need to consider what the risk is for people getting infected. I'm still concerned about restaurants and gyms. And these are in particular places where people are either not able to wear a mask, obviously, while they eat, or they might not be comfortable wearing one while they work out. You may be in an enclosed space for a long period of time, and that's my concern. So I don't think we shut down the entire state, but we really have to think about assessing risk and then thinking about, you know, how do we control that in certain places.
You're an epidemiologist. You're a professor of medicine at the University of Florida. You're well experienced. Did you ever think that you would see something like this in your state in your lifetime?
I honestly didn't. I have to say that I've been in positions where I've had to do pandemic planning, so I've thought about it. It's not something that's new to my mind, but the reality is so much different than, you know, what I ever would have imagined.
Federal authorities, Washington, how's it doing in your view?
Unfortunately, we're not pulling together, so we're not getting that strong message from the top of our country about what we need to do, about taking this seriously. And that's a problem for us. You know, we as states have a lot of rights, but we need guidance from the federal government for how to manage this. And we need a strong federal government right now to tell us what we should be doing to prevent cases. And I just don't feel like we have that in place at the moment.
And that was Dr. Cindy Prinz, epidemiologist and medical professor at the University of Florida.